November 2005. The Watchers. They all came out and looked at the sky that night. They left their suppers or their washing up or their dressing for the show, and they came out upon their now not quite as new porches and watched the green star of earth there. It was a move without conscious effort. They all did it, to help them understand the news they had heard on the radio a moment before. There was Earth, and there the coming war, and there hundreds of thousands of mothers or grandmothers or fathers or brothers or aunts or uncles or cousins. They stood on the porches and tried to believe in the existence of Earth, much as they had once tried to believe in the existence of Mars. It was a problem reversed. To all intents and purposes, Earth now was dead. They had been away from it 3 or 4 years. Space was anesthetic. 70 million miles of space numbed you, put memory to sleep, depopulated Earth, erased the past, and allowed these people here to go on with their work. But now, tonight, the dead were risen. Earth was re-inhabited. Memory awoke. 1 million names were spoken. What was so-and-so doing tonight on Earth? What about this one and that one? The people on the porches glanced sideways at each other's faces. At 9 o'clock, Earth seemed to explode, catch fire, and burn. The people on the porches put up their hands as if to beat the fire out. They waited. By midnight, the fire was extinguished. Earth was still there. There was a sigh, like an autumn wind, from the porches.
"We haven't heard from Harry for a long time."
"He's all right."
"We should send a message to Mother."
"She's all right."
"Is she? Now don't worry.
Will she be all right, do you think?"
"Of course, of course. Now come back to bed."
But nobody moved. Late dinners were carried out onto the night lawns and set upon collapsible tables, and they picked at these slowly until 2 o'clock, and the light radio message flashed from Earth. They could read the great Morse code flashes which flickered like a distant firefly. Australian continent atomized in premature explosion of atomic stockpile. Los Angeles, London, bombed. War. Come home. Come home. Come home. They stood up from their tables. "Come home, come home, come home."
"Have you heard from your brother Ted this year?"
"You know, with mail rates $5 a letter to Earth, I don't write much."
"Come home."
"I've been wondering about Jane."
"You remember Jane, my kid sister?"
"Come home." At 3 in the chilly morning, the luggage store proprietor glanced up. A lot of people were coming down the street.
"Stayed open late on purpose. What'll it be, mister?"
By dawn, the luggage was gone from his shelves.